Let's give Alan some more love. I love that song. Thank you, Alan. Joni, do we have Dr. Ken? No? Oh. Shoot. I thought we did. What? No? Okay. Well, I apologize. I had Dr. Ken all ready or thought ready to go this week. So I don't even remember what he had to say. I don't remember what I had to say either, so I'm just going to sit down. No. So this is the title of this. All month long, we're going to be talking about science of mind and other forms of celebration. And so today is the beginning of Rohatsu. And Rohatsu is the Japanese word for December the 8th. Why is that important? It's important because Rohatsu marks the morning, December 8th, that Buddha achieved realization and enlightenment. So the Buddhist tradition starts on December the 1st and celebrates the enlightenment of Buddha for the 8 days. This is the start of the holy celebrations that take place this whole month. And it's where Buddha awakened to enlightenment and the rest of humanity awakened to the self within. Buddha sat in deep meditation for 8 days in, is it Sumatra? Anyway, it's a very deep meditation. And that deep meditation took him into a sense of enlightenment, which is happening right now. Okay, and so after 8 days of silence, did everybody get that? Buddha woke up to his magnificence. So let's all awaken to our own magnificence. Why is this important for us to know? We're being reminded how many holy celebrations take place during the month of December. The month of December is important to so many different faith-based situations and environments. Rohatsu, Hanukkah, the equinox, Christmas, the Christ consciousness, and Kwanzaa. These all take place this month, and we're going to be talking about it this month. We are each being reminded of the value of awakening to our own divine nature. We are each individualizations of spirit in expression, no matter how you worship. We can all find that similar thread that weaves itself in each and every one of us. Buddhists, is it Kwanzaaists? The Jewish tradition, whatever tradition it is, we can find the thread of enlightenment that weaves itself in us, through us, and as us. So let us make today the starting point of celebration, making every day this month, every day a greater opening to our personal awakening in the Christ consciousness within each one of us. Allowing this time to not only bless us, but to bless those around us. So I'm going to ask you, will you give yourself this gift? Will you allow yourself to be in celebration every day of this month? You're the only one that can answer that. Let us each commit to give great life to our faith beginning today. Let's commit to giving greater life to our faith. Because you see, It's an inside job. We get to do it together. But in truth, it's a choice that we each must make. Think for a moment. What will be the benefit to you if you give life to your faith? Breathe into that. And what will benefit you to get to that place where you can claim your own personal moment of faith and truth for you? Maybe it's joining Reverend Suzanne this Wednesday in her meditation, 5:30 to 6:30. I'll be there. Taking an hour to honor your awakening self. Does that sound like something you would enjoy? These are all questions that I'm going to ask you this morning, for only that you can answer. Maybe you're willing to commit to every Sunday to be in community. And you're going to come early, because at 10 o'clock, we have a meditation in a group upstairs with like-minded people, and to sit with others. Maybe for you this month also to join us in our holiday dinner celebration this coming Friday is another area where you can come and participate and feel loved by community. See, I believe when we join together with each other in faith, it becomes a powerful experience. It becomes a powerful experience to be around a community of faith-filled people. We draw strength. We draw encouragement from each other. Just take a breath in that. What fits right for you? By the way, did you know that penguins employ cooperative behaviors in order to deal with their harsh environments? You know, sometimes our environment gets harsh, doesn't it? I think we could take a lesson from penguins. You know that their harsh environments are nothing like ours. Their temperature can drop to minus 76 degrees. And so they stand side by side, protecting each other, and they huddle together in a group. And you see these penguins in the Antarctica, big circles of penguins. And do you know that in the middle of the circle, that temperature can rise to 70 degrees Fahrenheit? And then every once in a while, the outside penguin moves to the center to warm up. Because you see, the penguins realize that by standing alone in their environment is sheer death. They cannot survive. They stand together because together they are more powerful. Staying connected to a community of faith gives greater life to each one of us. I don't know about you, but it certainly makes a difference in my life. It strengthens our faith. We draw strength from each other. We draw warmth and love from each other. When we commit to give life to our faith, it enhances our personal life experience and it lifts our soul. Everyone around us benefits. Because together we are renewed, together we are refreshed, together we recognize that with each other we are supported and recognize the power that lives within us together as a group. Because together we magnify the glory of God. Because we see it in each other. In celebration this month, giving life to our faith, we can rest assured in witnessing our true nature. Because our true nature takes place when we allow it, when we come together. Allowing joy to be in our inherent nature of who we are, who each one of us is. Take a moment and think about that. Who are you? And what do you look like enhancing that your faith in life? See, I believe joy is not merely seasonal. This month, we are planting seeds for the new year. What seeds are you willing to plant for the new year? So I invite us to each give ourselves the gift of magnifying the glory of God to take place greater in our lives. This month is a perfect time to lean into all of the celebrations, whether it's your faith or not. Lean into it. Let it become you. Faith is faith. You don't have to employ the doctrine, but just lean into the people of faith. As we each commit to deepen and expand our faith and our trust, it grows. Today, let us each know that by connecting to our perfect, ever-living, loving self, we give it more life. Together, let us know in all we do and all we say that there's a greater presence at work within each one of us, within each other. See it, recognize it. And join me and your friends to be willing to give the divine within greater life and greater expression. I'm going to invite each one of us to start today. Let us each give ourselves the gift to see the divine in every aspect of our lives. I love that today is the 1st of December, the first of celebration in a greater way as we prepare ourselves for the new year. This will allow us to give the same gift to all we meet, to strangers, to friends, and to family. The divine is always creating life in a fuller, richer way of expression. It wants to express greater in you as you, no matter what's happening in your life. Commit today to receive God's gifts in you, as you, for you. Receive the gift before you even think of giving a gift. Let's plant the seeds of faith, knowing that our faith grows greater every day. So let's take that into prayer. So knowing and accepting that there's only one power, one presence, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence, by whatever name. God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, spirit of life. There is only one. And is uniquely and divinely desiring to express in and through and as all that I am and all that I am yet to be. And what is true of me is equally magnificently true for and about each and every one of us here today. We accept for ourselves and for each other this healing power and presence of pure spirit that desires to have more life, living greater within each and every one of us. And so we stop in this moment and we give ourselves the gift of greater faith and trust and a knowing that there is a power for good and it is here to serve us. I know and accept that this same power is healing you, any family member that is desiring to have a healing take place. We call this good and very good. And we accept that for ourselves, and we accept it for each other, knowing that there is greater yet to be expressed in us, through us, and as us. So I just release this word into the ever-giving, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, and spilling over. We are full of it, full of the divine. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.